This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air right now at 7 past the hour. Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to do what we do every week at this time, and that is go through the stories that talkers has gleaned from listening to lots of talk radio programs, talk to hosts, and understanding what's going on in this fabulous medium called News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison has been doing it for decades. We've been doing this program for decades. We highlight it with the top 10 stories, the list of the stories, and the people as we begin every hour of this in that way. So let's do the list and see how much different it is this week, Michael, from last week.
It's always a little different. It's always a little the same. It's amazing how that works. Overlapping moments in time. At number 10, we have a tie between two very powerful celebrity gossip stories. One is Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee. Yes, she is a celebrity in addition to being the head of state. That's a very strange set of circumstances. And that's tied with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. We hadn't had that case on the survey during its course, but the verdict was handed down, and that squeezed it into the top 10 on News Talk Radio. Number 9, social media. Just the whole general scope of things. Social media is always on the survey. It's at number 9. We have a tie at number 8 between race relations and immigration. Number 7, abortion rights. Number 6, the January 6th committee. And that's tied with a whole slew of Donald Trump activities. Can't keep up with all of them. At number 5, partisan politics and elections. Number 4, the Russia-Ukraine war. And that's tied with U.S. foreign relations. We have at number 3, COVID-19. At number 2, the economy, the national mood, and Elon Musk and his brouhaha with his Tesla employees. That's all at number 2. And the mass shootings are preoccupying the nation at number 1. On the people survey, we have Johnny Depp and Amber Heard at 10, Queen Elizabeth II at 9, John Durham and Michael Sussman at 8, Stacey Abrams at 7, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 6. We'll let Georgia politics. Number 5, Donald Trump, as mentioned earlier, Vladimir Putin at 4, Elon Musk at 3, Janet Yellen at 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Kind of a week in which stories overlapped each other, and it's generally confusing.
Oh, you didn't do the story about the surfers?
Everybody's gone surfing
USA. All right, so taking these things apart, I was trying to earlier, because we know we do a companion hour called the Talk Radio Review with some talk hosts that I'm associated with, and I was looking at all of these things. We spent a whole lot of time on the mass shooting, the number one item of the week, and actually going through, do you know how many mass shootings there have been in America since the beginning of the year? Take a guess.
I can't, but I know it's more than you would imagine. How many?
24.
That's scary.
Where at least 4 people have died in a shootout. And then we started talking about violence and the violent nature of humanity and all of the things that create violence. And do you have to have a gun to be violent? No. There are a lot of people who are violent driving a car or with a knife.
That's the old thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. But the other side of that is we have a cultural fascination with guns. That weird psychological thing about guns might enhance or amplify the urge for some people to go on killing sprees. Don't know. Those are the two core points that are.
Do we have a thing with guns? Do we have a thing with violence? Do we have a thing about what is the? Do you remember? Have you seen the George Carlin HBO special, The Story of His Life? Not his specials, but there's a great overview of somebody who culturally meant a lot to people our age. Would you agree that George Carlin was one of the most important commentators from when we were younger in our 60s through the 70s through the 80s?
No question.
So I'm looking back at some of the stuff he said in the 70s and the 80s and how appropriate it is to today.
Yeah.
You know, you just, whatever has been going on has been going on and on and on. He talks about war, and he talks about big business, and he talks about, you know, people and the fact that we are mere like ants in an anthill. But the earth will survive well and we'll be gone. And, you know, you wonder how it is that we have, you know, all these people, can they all survive together? That's part of the thing that when I talk about war and stuff on my programs, you know, how is, people want to be in power or in control. And what happens with that? Somebody else is going to come along and want to be, knock you off. Is that just part of, we all think we're pretty, you know, I'd like to think I was pretty stable and pretty smart, but are we really? I mean, any of us, when you consider we live in this circumstance, this cocoon of violence, like we want to knock ourselves out, like we want to end ourselves, like we want to destroy ourselves.
We do have a death wish as a species. It's really scary when you think about it. But we are a violent species, Homo sapiens. We kill for sport as well as for survival. And that's not something that a lot of other animals do. So that alone tells you our nature. But we human beings are trapped. We found the enemy, and it is us. We're trapped within this complex thing called human nature. And once you understand human nature, it tends to make you understand why people sort of identify themselves by certain political philosophies. It's based on our interpretation of human nature. And human nature is not the easiest thing to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things we are dealing more and more as the list expands or things happen when you feel like we've got to add, like number 10 this week is the Jubilee for the Queen and the results of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which is one of the kookiest things. They're both guilty. Yeah. When was the last time there was a trial and one party is accusing another party of something and the verdict is you're both guilty?
There was a countersuit going on. I mean, that's why we have countersuits, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue you for blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm going to sue you. And look, but you know, isn't it true that there are two sides to every story? Of course, not
sure.
All the time. But that's basically a truth that we have to consider. And especially in marital disputes. Very seldom is one party, you know, totally guilty and the other one completely
exactly.
Guilty. It does exist.
Two to tango.
Right. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, normal relationships as opposed to, you know, somebody shooting somebody, you know, there are all kinds of whack jobs out there. And people go into relationships of the heart without using their brain. That's one of the biggest problems. You know, I mean, when you go into a marriage and you're getting involved for life with that thing we just talked about before, that deep, dark, mysterious creature known as another Homo sapiens, well, you better be ready for anything. Mm-hmm. Any encounter with another human being is flirting with danger. You know, we don't give each other enough credit for being menacing. Go ahead.
One of the things that you've done to help my career on the radio, you've always had great suggestions over the years, and one of them was for me to do a farm show. And we do the American Family Farmer. And so I was just thinking there is a connection, a tie-in with the discussion we're having now about death and what it is that do we have a death wish. And one of the things I came across this week, the leading cause of death in America isn't guns, it isn't car crashes, it isn't drug overdoses, it's food. People dig their graves according to what they eat. Whether it's too much ice cream, too much hamburger, or whatever it is that we put into our bodies. Look at how many people are dying every day because they're obese, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. It's think about that as a different way of approaching this discussion of death, mass death.
Certainly the health issues, the health care issues, the finances attached to it in the system, really comes down to two schools of thought. One is fix it after it happens, and the other is prevention. Preventive medicine, preventive health measures, really is the answer. I mean, you're touching on something very important. I, for one, think if we suddenly made it socially irresponsible to give children sugar.
Yeah.
Don't give them sugar. No birthday cake. No birthday cakes, no ice cream. I mean, with all due respect to the birthday cake and ice cream industries, giving children, giving babies sugar, candy, ice cream, cake, all of these things, and developing a taste for that, we may as well get, hey, have a cigarette. Hey, have some cocaine. Have some pot. It's a drug that they become addicted to, don't even realize why we have such this thing called a sweet tooth, and that's the core, that's the main core of our problem.
Yeah.
We like to eat crap.
Yeah. Because it tastes good.
Remember, right. But we develop a taste for it. We have to teach our children not to develop a taste for that. We have to have a, we have to reapproach that one aspect of how we teach the next generation. But come on. You got to teach the current generation before you do that. I mean, look at what people eat. Look at the poison that people eat regularly. It's frightening.
Well, but it's part of what we're sold as a culture. We are. You talk about being doomed, and I don't mean to make this a. Oh my God! Listen to the show this week. But you know, drugs and the things that we are being told legitimately, you can't use marijuana, but you can have all these other drugs that are produced by Pfizer and Moderna and whoever else is out there selling us drugs that are just as bad, but they're legal, as the drugs they say are illegal. And yet, I can tell you from personal experience, all the drug companies are trying to buy up all the marijuana producers. I tell you, that's going on right now. All right, we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search. Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Social media is number 9 this week, and I was thinking about how to approach this with you, thinking about the unlimited access that we have to news. On social media, there is no talk, but is there, when you look at all of the things, you hear talk radio programs always referring to what's on Twitter, we have what's on Facebook, what's on Instagram, and that becomes part of the conversation on the air rather than phone calls. So there's almost unlimited exposure if you're running a pretty good radio program that asks questions and gets people to think. You're going to get a lot of response, right? Isn't that what's going on? Now, do you think that that's an important ingredient in a good talk radio program?
I think social media is an important ingredient in any business. So certainly a communications business like talk radio. Of course, it's a major component in the process. But social media, one of the big myths, you know, we still linger in the past. We think of social media as an alternative, as an underground, as a secondary venue to mainstream media. But no, social media is an arm of mainstream media. Social media is the norm. Social media is mainstream media. That's something we don't have. We haven't fully digested that reality.
Well, thinking about the reality of the news media, so-called news media, the social media, for me, what I look at, it's fascinating because it looks like they're all trying to jump down the rabbit hole to the lowest common denominator, which is outrage and fear. That's kind of what, you know, once in a while...
That's because they're obsessed with clicks and pops and looks and listens and ratings and, you know, everything is clickbait. When you're overly concerned with ratings for their own sake, and think there's only one way to do it through outrage, you know, through red meat, well, then you're going to take the rabbit hole down to the lowest common denominator. Ratings and attention can be garnered by going for the highest common denominator, but you don't even hear that term in the lexicon. Intelligence is a big market. The intelligent and the good are underserved in America.
I sure are. Then you're sort of underscoring what I said about the race to the bottom. So yes. Here we have guys like John Tesh, who does basically it's a talk show with music, but his business, his whole theme is to bring people interesting information that has nothing to do with anything except how to make your life better. Right? That's kind of what it
is. Well, that's his shtick.
It's a shtick, right.
Whether he accomplishes that is another issue, but yes, that's what he says he does.
Mm-hmm. So he's not racing to the bottom, though. He's doing what other people do, trying to get ratings and sell advertising. But
he took
packaging
the idea that intelligence is important, so you're intelligent because I'm telling you that 20% of the public is eating the wrong food.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's probably more than that. Yeah, right, exactly.
And then, in other words, it's a package. I don't mean to be disparage him.
No, he's a good guy.
Just because you say you do something doesn't mean you're really doing it.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we know? Are we developing people who are more critical thinkers, or are they, because of what I've just described is what seems to be the race to the bottom with social media and news media, are we creating a bunch of dolts?
I think that rhetorical question is the answer. That's the question that we should be exploring. I don't have the answer to it, but that is the question.
But there must be an algorithm for it somewhere, Michael.
Yeah, well, algorithms are nothing more than dumb in, dumb out. I mean, you know, the algorithms don't come from God. They come from manipulating people, putting code into computers.
There you go. All right, more coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The World Bank warns of a global recession. Contributing factors for the group is COVID-19 in China, rising interest rates, and the cost of living crisis. They've all darkened the outlook through the end of the year. The cost of almost everything from food to fertilizers is soaring, causing consumers to spend less. As governments aim to bring down the cost of living, containing inflation without pushing economies into slowdown is the big challenge.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you.
Before becoming president, Dwight Eisenhower had a demanding job. Today marks the Day of Days. D-Day on this day in 1944 was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida began rolling out the Artemis 1 moon rocket from the assembly building at about midnight Eastern last night. It will take approximately 8 to 12 hours for NASA to transport Artemis 1 along the 4-mile road to Launch Pad 39B. Credibility. It's never given away freely and is always earned. American families suffering from the baby formula shortage in America continue to hear excuses from top leaders. Lonnie Chen is running for California State Controller tomorrow in the Golden State. He was on Fox News early Monday morning describing a lack of accountability within the Biden administration.
It's an accountability crisis. That's really what it is. It's a lack of accountability. This baby formula shortage actually goes back even farther than that. The Biden administration could have been notified as early as September of last year that there was a potential problem with the Abbott manufacturing plant. And then for them now to be unable to provide accountability for what's going on, and more importantly, to continue refusing to accept responsibility. There are homeless folks on the street here in California. We don't have adequate storage for water, so we're told we can only water our lawns twice a week. All of these challenges are challenges of accountability and transparency, and I believe we need to start fixing those things by electing folks who are actually going to be responsive and responsible to taxpayers. That is how we get this turned around, not by obfuscating and continuing to avoid the problem, which is exactly what the Biden administration is doing with this baby formula thing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an inspiration for those who are big, would we call them rabid fans? Rabid? Maybe it's a little bit too much, but people who are really excited about listening to good talk radio shows. And then we get into the definition of what is a good talk radio program. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, Talkers Magazine. We've gone through some of the stories in the People List. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of cajole Michael into getting out more from him than he wants to give.
Is that the way it feels?
Well, sometimes. Anyway, it's okay. No, I think that there is, you have so much knowledge and experience. I mean, I've been around for a long time too. I have specific knowledge and experience that pertains to me, my career, what I've done on the radio. You, however, had the experience of knowing all of these people that are a part of the business, knowing all of the stations that are a part of the business, knowing how the business runs, and so that all packages up together to a pretty interesting experience that you can talk about. And that's, again, what people want to hear are good stories. And, man, you got plenty of them going to these conventions.
Yeah. If I had the time, I would write a book. That's the one thing I haven't done yet. And everyone says, write a book, write a book.
Yep.
I don't have the time to write. I don't want to write a book unless it's a good book. I don't want to write a book unless it's original and has a different angle than most books. And frankly, I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I have the ability to do it. You say I'm an interesting person and that you want to get more out of me. One of the things that I try to regulate in terms of my own talent, if you will, is not to be obloviating,
expert. Right, commentator.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much. I think that we all talk too much. As a matter of fact,
how do you do a talk show if you don't talk?
That's the point. The point is you have to know when to talk and when not to talk. We have to be good listeners as well. Mm-hmm. It's not
that's
easy
what makes
to
a good talk
this.
Show host is being a listener. I'll remember, and you can too. Both radio and television personalities. They'd ask a question and they wouldn't listen to the answer. They had the next question written down. And in the answer to the first question was the answer to the second question, but they didn't hear because they weren't listening. So they asked the second question, and the person who's answering the questions, if he or she is perceptive, will nicely say, well, as I was saying, yada, yada,
right.
yada.
Oh, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
The key to being a good interviewer is to be able to pivot away from your next question and have what's known as the follow-up. I have a little joke I always say, welcome to the Michael Harrison Gardening Show. Today, our guest is one of the leading experts on how to grow cucumbers in your garden, Joe Blow. So, Joe, what are the latest techniques in growing cucumbers? Michael, I don't want to talk about cucumbers right now because there's an asteroid about to hit the Earth in about 10 minutes and it's going to blow us to smithereens. Very interesting. And how about tomatoes? Do you think that
the best way to grow cucumbers, by the way, is put carrots beside them. That's how you do it.
I had to ask you, right, of course, Mr. Agriculture.
Yeah.
But you hear it all the time that the person is too prepared and too rigid. You've got to be able to go in a different direction if the circumstances of the conversation warrant it.
People will say to me when they, I'll do an interview for maybe the Farm Show or sometimes for the Good Day program, and they want to know what I'm going to ask them. And I say, I don't know what I'm going to ask you. I won't. I don't. If you have to have a list of questions to come on a program, forget it. Because I don't know what I'm going to ask. You're an expert in this field. You should be able to answer the questions. So when we get started, I'll think about, as I'm talking to you, what do I want to know? But I'm not going to tell you ahead of time because I don't know ahead of time what I want to ask.
But even telling ahead of time changes the nature of the conversation.
Of course it does.
You want to hear what the person is thinking on the top of their head. What is their natural response? We get that a lot at the convention. There are a lot of people, what are they going to ask me? Or worse yet, I'm calling on behalf of my boss. He or she wants to know what questions are they going to ask on the panel.
Who knows?
You're the CEO of a big company. You should not be afraid that somebody's going to ask you a tough question. Mm-hmm. And one of the things a lot of people just don't have the ability to say as part of their answer is one of the most honest and well-received answers of all, and they're afraid to say it. It's, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
That's what you say when you're in court and somebody, a lawyer is asking you a question. I don't know. Amber Heard should have done a little more of that this week. Do you believe that verdict? Do you believe?
I do. I believe it because it makes sense. Like, a pox on both houses per the jury. And the reason that Johnny Depp was awarded more money than Amber Heard is not because they thought he was righter than she in terms of he said, she said. It's because in a lawsuit of that nature, it comes down to how much financial damage did the situation cause, and he is a bigger moneymaker than she. Therefore, they found he deserved more money than she did, but they were both, according to the jury, equally culpable.
We were talking earlier about health and food and stuff. I would like to see, can we create a new radio format that makes us happy? All we talk about is love, sex, and food. Can we do that? Let's come up with a format.
We get samples from
advertisers. Yeah, let's hope so. Number 10, in addition to being the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict, is the story of the Queen's Jubilee. She's going to miss the service of Thanksgiving at the cathedral. 70 years she's been the queen, but she's apparently experiencing some discomfort.
She's been on the throne for 70 years.
Bada, bada, boom.
Go on. I didn't say anything.
No, of course you didn't. Anyway, so the queen has had the parades this week, and people love in America to talk about the monarchy. They really love Her Majesty. Don't they? I mean, the look at the interest that those TV shows and movies have had, The Queen, The Crown, and whatever other shows there are. And so, as, a big, as we do this program, there's a big celebration going on.
But as Mr. T would say, I pity the fools. I am fascinated by the royal family, but I also pity them. They're born into a life of being Disneyland figures.
Yeah. And look at what toll is taken. Unless you've got the chutzpah that William did to marry Meghan Markle and to take a leave of his duties, quote unquote, move to America and raise your family the way you want to. Listen, that takes a lot of balsam too, it seems to me. Nothing less inspiring than thinking that Charles will be the next king.
Well, I mean, I really don't want to get inspiration from the royal family. I'm fascinated by them, but I find also the institution of the monarchy to be out of step with the times. And when the queen is gone, which eventually she will be, I can't see the monarchy existing anymore in modern days. No. Yeah, they're going to have to tone the damn thing down if they want to keep it as a functioning part of the unwritten rules of how they govern the country. Mm. That's really what it comes down to. It keeps the politicians at bay that there is this higher order of power that really has no power. It's a fascinating... Oh, I wish we had hours to talk about this.
$64 million a year budgeted for the Queen.
There's a reason for it. That there's it's not like they're stupid and they love the Queen. There is a whole psychological...
Right, they're hanging on to something. That's a very astute observation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have a reminder from the folks at Calitrin about how you see yourself. When you get up in the morning or you go to bed at night and you're naked and you stand in front of a mirror, do you like what you see? Right? I mean, that's for you. Think about it.
You're standing in front of the mirror and you're naked. My God, that's a nightmare.
Well, so why don't you do something about it then?
Get rid of the mirror.
Yes, of course. That's it. Throw that mirror out. That's the way to fix the problem.
Get a new mirror. That's what people do.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
One of those mirrors from the circus that shows you in a different form.
Go on.
Anyway, years from now, if you are not happy with the way you look, at the moment, you're going to be less happy if you don't do something about it. So don't disappoint yourself. After all, you need to be your own caretaker. And if you have that extra weight that's hurting your heart, hurting your lungs, hurting your joints, Calitrin is there to help. Calotrien. The all-natural way, the number one choice for all healthy weight loss ideas. 25 years in the business, the doctor and his wife, who was a nurse, and a couple of other folks put this together, this formula together, being used by millions of people around the globe. It's the ingredients are simple, straightforward, all natural, and by the way, guaranteed to keep the weight off or you get your money back. I like it because it keeps the weight off. There's a lot of ways of losing weight, but this is the way to keep it off. So go to toploss.com, satisfy yourself with all the information that's there. You can talk to a dedicated counselor at toploss.com. You can do a little chat with them, find out more about the product line. And unlimited, this is the last weekend, if you will, of the Memorial Day special. You buy at least three and get an equal number, as many as you want. 30, you get 30 free, all that stuff. It's really an amazing formula, amazing company with amazing results. Get them to help yourself live long and prosper. How about that from a movie? Take your cue from me. I've done this myself. I like what it does for me. It'll help you, too. You'll like it. Go to toploss.com. I use the Doug Steffen code to check out. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you'll also have the exposure to this great unlimited offer right now at toploss.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/Forester. Wilderness.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so of all of the things that we've talked about this week, I think under the circumstances, I look around and I see Dr. Oz's name, and I wonder, what is this? why does this guy want to be a senator after all the success he's had on television?
Maybe he's just a megalomaniacal egotist.
Or
maybe
does he really want
to
help?
He wants to, or maybe he wants to make a difference in this world and give back for all the wonderful things he has received.
Mm-hmm. It's very philosophical, Michael. Thank you for that.
I want to give back. Don't you love that? I want to give back.
I want to give back.
Whenever people say, I want to give back, I wonder.
All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The talk radio world is interested in what's going on. By this time next week, you will have had the, 25th installment of the
annual Talkers Conference, right? 25 in a row.
So, and who comes? What do we do? I mean, I say this for the audience, even though the audience to this program is, this is a core group of people. I have always maintained over the years that we've done this program, Michael, that people who are listening to this program are not only interested in the issues, but the hosts and what goes on behind the scenes and the things. And because this convention has taken place every year for 25 years, and talk has been around longer than that, the idea of all of us who do this for a living getting together and hashing out what the business is about. What do you think, when people read in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com about this stuff, I'm sure you can feel, I mean, I'm interested to know what people think. And by the way, it's at Hofstra University in New York, which is quite an interesting venue. You went there, right? You went to Hofstra.
Yeah, I graduated from Hofstra, and I'm a charter member of their Radio Hall of Fame, and I'm on the Dean's Advisory Board in their communication department, so in their School of Communication. So I'm deeply connected with Hofstra. Don't want this to sound like a commercial for the event because it's sold out and it's closed to the public. So this is not, don't go running to Hofstra, folks, to go to this.
But you will put the thing up online at Talkers.
It'll be after the fact, fact. It won't be live, but what we try to do, of course, it's all, you know, technological, hope nothing goes wrong. But what we do every year is we record the sessions. Of course, a lot of the action takes place in the hallways, you know, on the sessions. But the sessions are all recorded. And for people that listen to this program, it's really an insider's delight because you get to see what the talk radio people, the people who are the hosts, the people who are the producers, the owners of stations, the general managers, the networks, people from every end of the talk media industry, not just radio, but TV and podcasting as well, what the current issues are and what the different points of view within the industry happen to be. And because talk radio is so involved in the fabric of day-to-day life in America, it kind of reflects where we're at culturally beyond just the business of this medium. You can't be in the business of this medium without being in the business of America and its people. So it's a tremendously impactful gathering. It has consequences that ripple out into all other parts of American life because the people at this meeting are extremely influential. They're thought leaders. They're captains of communications industries. And it's an amazing thing. This is a 25th annual one, but you know we had six of them before this that had a different name and a different orientation. So we're actually past 30 national conventions with talkers.
We used to have a group, a talk radio hosts group, that was the precursor, I suppose, in a manner of speaking of this, and some of the real characters in the early days of talk radio becoming as significant as it is.
Great days.
Yeah, they were great. The shows that were, and I don't mean to go down memory lane here, because I think it's better for us to pay attention to the people that are going to be an important part of this, who are an important part of the media. Jeff Katz, for example, who is somebody who's been around. He's finally sort of settled in to WRVA in Richmond, so he's now great. He's always been kind of a character wherever he was. I remember when he's on RKO in Boston. And he was...
he was a bad boy, and he's become a good boy. He's receiving... This bad boy that used to be controversial and cause all kinds of problems is receiving at this convention the Humanitarian of the Year Award. Larry Young, who we talked about a couple of weeks ago on this program, is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Mandy Connell out in Denver is getting the Woman of the Year Award. And the person who is currently under arrest and facing charges, a trial with the FBI wants to put him away for 20 years, Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live, Freedom of Speech Award.
You know, people, God, this the memory of going back to when G. Gordon Liddy got the Freedom of Speech Award. Why give a damn?
You and I didn't talk for over 2 years as a result of that.
I know, that was a tough time. But there are other characters who are... you need to be a character, I think, to be a part of this business, and that's kind of what we salute here. So you'll be able to watch...
In the business? You and I are not characters. We're so normal and boring.
I know. Is that wonderful? Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so you'll check it out at talkers.com, along with a weekly list of the stories and the people. You can follow the convention there as well.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.